11a.
There are certain English vowels that cause more problems than others do. For example, the vowel in seat and the vowel in sit are very similar, but important to distinguish between. That's difficult for many students of English, but there are a couple of things you can do to make these sounds easier for you. For the vowel in seat, the sides of your tongue should be pressed against your upper teeth. Relax the tip of your tongue. Now say E and hold the sound. Don't stop it too short. Say E. Here are a few words to practice.
Seat. Heat. Read. Seed. Bead. Weep. Sleep. Keep. G. Keen.
Now let's try the vowel in sit. It's much lower and looser than E. Let your tongue lie in the bottom of your mouth between your lower teeth. Lift the back of your tongue only slightly. Make the sound very short. If it still sounds like E, focus on keeping your mouth more relaxed and loose. E is a very tight sound, and I is relaxed. Let's practice.
Sit. Hit. Rid. Sid. Bid. Whip. Slip. Kip. Jip. Kin.
Now practice these two sounds together.
Seat. Sit. Heat. Hit. Read. Rid. Seed. Sid. Bead. Bid. Weep. Whip. Sleep. Slip. Keep. Kip. Jeep. Jip. Keen. Kin.
Here are some sentences to practice.
1. I hit my head on the heater. 2. Terry sleeps in a slip. 3. He'll weep if you whip him. 4. You may sit in this seat. 5. Make a bid on these beads, please. 6. Sid ate some seeds. 7. This Jeep was a jip. 8. Keep Kip awake. 9. I feel keen about my kin. 10. Read how to get rid of them.